Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have an oldie but a goodie, where a woman went after her hubby with a pointy object, puncturing him multiple times after finding explicit pictures of another woman on his phone. But here's the twist. It turns out it was her while she was a lot younger and thinner. Only a woman can be this petty and jealous, jabbing her husband because of her older photos. Imagine your girl accusing you of cheating on her with images of her younger self. It's going to happen with augmented reality in the end. Moving on, we have minorities in England complaining that the countryside is racist and colonial, providing white space and wildlife with ethnic minorities having trouble accessing it. So what? London isn't enough anymore. This is by design. Most jobs are in the big cities, so it's hard to work in London and live in the countryside. A couple of carefully dropped non-nuclear weapons in multicultural cities, and the minorities are mostly gone. That's what I worry about. Number three, it looks like Disney is reportedly replacing Johnny Depp with Ayo Edebiri in Pirates of the Caribbean 6. Whenever I use a picture of a woman with a darker complexion in the thumbnails of my videos, the views typically drop by 60%. I guess that Disney doesn't know that a black female lead as a star, in quotations, will lead to the film flopping. Black sails had Anne Bonny, and she was actually a real pirate. Look at me. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow now. Up next, when I was younger, women had such crazy beauty expectations. They were 99% perfect and still pushing to gain the unattainable extra 1%. Today, morbidly obese women with cankles and fupas think that they're perfect. They say things like they're beautiful in any size, and then wonder why they can't even orbit a Chad, let alone have them land on their globular bellies. Number five, speaking of Jack Sparrow, since Disney, I believe, owns Fox, this will probably be the next season of The Simpsons. Of course, there's very little room for a black man in American families anymore, so the father, Leroy Simpson, will have to sleep in his car. Marge Ikwa here also looks a little bit too skinny. She needs to be at least twice the size to fit on that spot on the sofa that's now vacant, thanks to Leroy being kicked out. Moving on, we have 70-year-old Christie Brinkley. Death will probably defeat her long before the wall does. She must be transfusing baby blood into her veins or something. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's androchrome instead of Maybelline. There also has to be a painting of her in her attic somewhere, looking like Grandma Moses. I thought the picture was fake, and here's another one with her and her daughter. I almost couldn't tell them apart. Madonna definitely needs her help. Number seven, we have a super simp. His woman left him and got knocked up by a Chad. But Chad doesn't want her now, so she ran back to her ex-boyfriend and this guy took her back, against his better judgment, and now feels nothing for her. He still loved her even after she betrayed him. She was the one that monkey branched to a better man. The branch broke and she went back to the lower branch, and it was still there for her. Up next, why is it the people that are overweight, medicated with mental issues, also unemployed and in debt, always know exactly how to fix things when their own lives are in such chaos? These are the same people that think the universal basic income of $8,000 a month for everyone won't cause inflation, because they don't understand how money works. Communists don't understand how the financial system operates. If they did, then they would be capitalists. Number 9, Taylor Swift sent out cease and desist letters to a student tracking her private plane and says she's in constant fear because of this. The media's on her side, but a couple of years ago they were laughing at Elon because the same thing was happening to him. I guess if you're woke, it's only hilarious if it happens to people that aren't woke. The double standards based on gender and political beliefs are unbelievable. Moving on, speaking of Taylor Swift, I don't understand the appeal she has, especially to men, as she's this skinny. This woman is built like an ironing board with boobs. It's like she replaced Lady Gaga with the same boyish frame, always sporting bangs to hide her actual hairline. Both are childless, no nude pictures of them, and turning females against males through their songs is a must. Maybe Austin Powers is right, and that's a man-baby. Also beware of any hidden kickstands. Number 11 is a guy wondering if I'm prepared to live in New India, as the Toronto area is rapidly becoming majority Indian. My thinking is that when all the whites leave, the Indians will leave too, and will try to follow them abroad. Indians were tricked into coming here and sold on a better life dream, which used to be true. But now they're facing hard living conditions. Scamming the locals is also easy because it was or used to be a high trust society. Canada's definitely fallen. Up next is a feminist gaslighting you by saying that if you think that your ex is crazy, then you probably traumatized her. Therefore, she doesn't have to take any accountability for her reprehensive behaviors. This sort of gaslighting didn't work on me in university, when my feminist professors told me that I couldn't read or write English very well, and they tried to destroy my self-esteem. What they didn't realize was that I was impervious to insults because I'm a Sigma male. They have no way to attack a man that doesn't give an F. Number 13, we have Leslie Jones, saying that she's come across men that can't get hard when it's time to have sex with her. She's a terrible comedian, but at least her life is a joke. She goes on to say that today's generation of men are weak and have erectile dysfunction. She desperately needs to take accountability for men's erectile dysfunction, but she can't. So all she can do is shame and blame men. Most men would probably find Steve Harvey more attractive than her. She should be a poster girl for ED. All the guys out there having a hard time going nofap, no pun intended, just need to look at her picture whenever they get the urge, and it will basically be purged. Moving on, we have a woman shaming men, saying that this generation of men are no longer patient, because if their wives cheat, they expose them on social media. Instead, men should submit and try and mend the relationship. How will any other woman take you seriously or marry you if you behave like this, she says. Sounds to me like someone was caught cheating and got called out on social media. Shame only works on men if men care what women think about us. We care less than ever. The guy shouldn't have exposed her. Instead, he should just blocked her and deleted her. Number 15, just to show you how important reputation management is, here's a woman that got ahead of many possible blame games by her ex-husband by saying that she was grateful for the time she had to be his wife. She says that we have filed divorce. Apparently, he was the one that broke it off with her, so she's trying to protect her reputation to make it seem as though she had a say in the situation, when she didn't. Then again, she got famous and maybe thinks she can do better. Who knows? Up next, we have a single mother starter pack. Unfortunately, the McDonald's CEO recently said that their food is now too expensive for single mothers. Sorry, so is the price of used Toyotas. Walmart and Dollar General, on the other hand, are definitely in her price range. We all know women like this. There are probably a few working at your local bar. These days, though, this is becoming every woman's starter pack. Number 17, we have Nikki Jovino, rolling her eyes as a judge sentences her to a year in prison after falsely accusing two men of rape back in 2016. Where's her remorse? She only gets a year for wrecking two men's lives. Where's the justice? Imagine she falsely accuses you, and you were there in court to witness this. She should have got the same time for the accused crime. But that's female privilege for you. Moving on is an interchange between two people. One says, "Are you alone because you're gaining my interest?" The other asks, "Are you a banker because leave me alone?" Clearly, this is too clever and witty of a response for a woman to write. Maybe try that cheesy line about the loan and see if women come up with some clever comebacks. Women just aren't that creative. Number 19, apparently a 2008 Pentagon study claims that Putin has Asperger's syndrome. I didn't need to read the report. I knew the moment he gave Tucker Carlson a 30-minute history lesson. When you're on the spectrum, you give people way too many details, and to run a country as large and complex as Russia, effectively you have to be extremely detail-oriented and be more cerebral rather than emotional. I'll take autism over dementia in my leaders any day of the week, Alex. Up next, 75 to 80% of the boomers and Gen Xers were dating back in their teens. With Gen Z, that number has crashed to around 55%. That's going to push fertility rates under 1-1 day. This includes both males and females. So if 44% of teens aren't dating right now, that's probably 65% of young men. Could be that women's expectations and hypergamy are also wrecking the dating market. This has only begun. It's probably going to drop to only about 30 or 40% of teens dating in about 10 years or so. Number 21, we have a wonderful human being of a woman that stole her boyfriend's money from his bank account to pay for a Beyoncé concert. Money that he saved for his child's heart surgery. tickets for Beyoncé could have been around $15,000. If she did something like that to me, she would need major surgery herself. But if I were to do something to her, I'd be considered a toxic abuser. Moving on is an age-old question, why do fat ladies get tattoos of skinny girls put on them? It's probably because that's how they see themselves or what they once looked like. Then again, maybe it's because there isn't enough space to put themselves on. Then again, it's probably the same reason that bald guys grow facial hair. Also, why is this woman wearing a cankle bracelet? It looks to be about the same size as something that would be seen around the neck of the woman in the tattoo. Number 23, we have a woman that is trying to convince people that a 21-year-old woman is what is referred to as a child adult, and that it's fair for women to be uncomfortable with someone twice their age. She's pissed that guys like Leonardo DiCaprio are dating 21-year-olds instead of her, and she wants to shame people like him for hooking up with young, fertile women that she can't compete with. She's just a post-wall woman that's jealous that men's value goes up later and lasts a lot longer. Up next, Lisa explains that people aren't becoming less religious, they're just replacing God and the church with political tribalism in the state. That's true because the places that were the most Christian have now become the most feminist places of all. Good examples of this outside the West include Brazil and South Korea. Bitcoin hodlers are also on that religious boat. Their faith in it means they watch the price collapse 85% and they don't sell it. It's the highest faith currency. Number 25 and the last one is Kim Kardashian's 7-year-old African son, telling her that she's nothing. It's probably a learned behavior that he picked up from her. She probably doesn't actually spend much time with him, so that's why he said it. Maybe that's why he's doing it. Who knows? But seriously, it looks like he's growing up to be a great trust fund tyrone. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is down below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.